Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all my beautiful people. I'm so, so sorry I can't be with you again for the second week in a row due to circumstances way beyond my control. You can probably hear the airport announcement behind me right now. Just know that it is always my highest intention to serve you in the highest way. This is an amazing private session that you will be hearing, and it will serve you all. Period. I am sending you so much love and joy for creating an awesome day. Hello, everybody. I have a special surprise for you today. One of our beautiful community members has volunteered to do her hour session online. This is very valuable for you to hear because you will see how one thing leads to another, how really powerful a personal session can be. Her name is Elizabeth, and she has given me permission to use her name. And she has her beautiful kitty cat in her lap right now. We're going to jump in. Hello, beautiful.
Hi, Dee. So lovely to be here. Thank you. These sessions have been life-changing for me. I'm so grateful. Thank you.
Good. Thank you. And thank you for agreeing to do this to serve everybody. So we're going to get balanced, and then we will hop in. We are directing our hearts to open front and back and merge with our whole brain. We are directing our chakras to be open, balanced, repaired, spinning in the right direction. We are directing our hara lines to be straight, strong, and through the ID point so we stay in our knowing. We are and we are connected to the highest information, the highest knowledge, and the highest understanding. And so it is. Everybody's balanced. Anybody's switched. We're getting absolutely the highest information, knowledge, and understanding. Yes, we are ready to go. So anything you would like to ask about, my love?
Yes. So I would like to find out from you in the channel, what can I bring in alignment at this time to open my heart more? And it's also specifically in connection with the work that I do, my business. You know, I work with the earth, and I just feel that I can go to a greater level of communication and also bringing through information as a channel with the earth. So it's really, what limitations can I become aware of more? Can I bring into?
Yeah, let's stop there and then we'll go on. Okay, so basically, when I say there's anything in alignment for you, anything you need to get into alignment to have more communication with the earth, I get a no. So it's a true statement that that's not the right question.
Okay.
What you want to get into alignment is more alignment with yourself.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. When we are totally in alignment with ourself and our higher self, we are in alignment with everything.
Yeah, beautiful.
Okay.
Thank you.
So there's three things that they want to give you. The first thing, she, give me a song, please. Any song that pops in.
I just have a phrase, life is wonderful.
No, they want a song. They want a song.
Something about sunshine. A life of roses. I'm so bad with songs. Just a happy, it's a feeling of happiness and beauty.
Okay, happy. They'll take that because I'm happy, right? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So they're comparing you, us, to the earth. We know that joy and love creates everything on our behalf, doesn't it?
Yes.
Okay. There's a part of you that's focused on what needs to be healed and fixed in the earth, which does not keep you in joy and alignment when you are working with the earth. So your focus gets shift more into what's wrong and what needs to be taken care of and how people are not respecting the earth, as opposed to the beauty of the earth itself.
Wow.
So
it's so much more joyful.
Yeah. And so how can I be in alignment with the joyful state of the earth?
Beautiful.
Okay.
Beautiful. Yeah. So it's a complete change in focus. Yeah, it's like a shift in perception.
Absolutely, which is everything.
Everything.
You shift your perception and your beliefs, you shift your world.
Yeah, totally. Wow.
Okay, so that's number one. Number two, sheets, book, song. Now you got to give me a movie, Elizabeth.
You know.
Get out of your way. They'll just give it to you.
Okay. I'm sorry. Sound of Music.
Sound of Music. Good. So, back to number one. They wanted you to feel in to the two frequencies that represent the Sound of Music. So, we're going to the opening shot where she's in total joy up on the top of the mountain with all the beauty around her, right?
Yeah.
And then we're going to the last scene where they have to escape for their lives and leave their beautiful Austria.
Yeah.
Okay. So when, and most of us do, quite frankly, everybody, most of us do. We have that yin and yang going on in just about every subject. So when you think about your work and your work with the earth, you want to be in the joy of that opening scene of Sound of Music.
Yes. I hear that song of the hills are alive, and I just see the hills. And then I see the mountains at the end, you know, where they're walking, but they're so somber when they're walking at the end.
Yeah.
The mountains are still there, but it's a very different feeling, you know?
Well, sure, because they're having to leave.
Yeah.
Beautiful
and
land.
And there's danger. There's danger, yeah. Yeah.
So, have we gotten everything we're supposed to get from that? Yeah, number three. We're going to a core belief. This page here. 16, 18. Okay. The first part, the second part. When I value myself, I have to abandon myself. And boy, is that coming up in so many privates right now. Now, let me explain really what that means. So let's say you're going to value yourself by choosing a diet that will help create the weight that you want to be at.
Yes.
And then at night, every night you go, oh, well, you know, I just need these cookies. So you're valuing yourself while you're abandoning yourself at the same time. And they want you to know that the more you value yourself, Elizabeth, the more you value the earth. We're so interconnected. And you don't want to abandon yourself and the value of the work that you do by worrying or judging or focusing on the perceived mistreatment of the world by some people.
Yeah.
Because then your brain and your energy focuses on what's wrong and starts creating and feeding more of that than the positive of what you want.
Yeah. And in a way, I'm abandoning her by not seeing her in her greatest magnificence.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And yourself.
Thank you.
And yourself.
Yeah. It starts with me.
Everything starts with us. Yeah. So let's balance that much and see if something else comes in, invoking the symbol formula, violet flame, golden light. We are divine love, and so it is. Now we're going to another core belief. This page here. I do not have permission to love who I am. And that, the channel says, we are being asked to claim on behalf of the earth. So on behalf of the earth and all galaxies.
Yeah.
We claim, I am the powerful God of me that gives me permission to love myself.
Oh, that's so fantastic. Wow, that's really... That hits home. I can feel it in my heart. Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. You know, the earth, like ourselves, is a living entity. It's a living, breathing entity. So it takes on energy, just like if you walked into a room where people were angry and yelling, you would take on some of that energy unless you were very conscious. The earth, like any entity, will take on prevalent energy that's being poured out there. And the channel right now is saying the most prevalent energy is, I use you for money.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, focusing on all the people that are using the earth for money, like drilling oil and, you know, a lot of the causes that people are interested in. The challenge is to be involved and interested and stay in love. Because otherwise, you add to the energy of using the earth instead of flourishing the earth.
So what does that mean? Can you clarify that a bit more? So it's not going to judgment of it? to keep on seeing the earth as healthy and us as humanity.
Well, it's like Buddha said. It's like Buddha said, if you want to sue someone, sue them. Just stay in love while you're doing it.
Yeah. So it's being, it's not creating polarity.
Exactly. Well said. And it's not going, oh, the poor earth, why, how could we do this to the earth? How can we, oh my God, look at the rainforest. You don't want to go into the, oh my God, pity, oh, how horrible those assholes are.
She's powerful.
Yeah. That drains her. That's the highest word they're giving me. It drains Mother Earth instead of nourishes her. So if you're going to take steps to work on her behalf, do it powerfully through love.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah, and out of judgment and reaction.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's a line to walk that you have to be conscious of.
Yeah.
But you're very conscious. You can do this.
Yeah, I'm choosing this. I'm claiming it.
There's one more. Yes, you are. Big time. There's one more thing. Don't roll your eyes. Give me a song. There's another piece of information about this that we have to get to.
You know what? Doe a deer.
What? Doe a deer?
Doe a deer.
Ray, a drop of golden sun. Okay.
The data, never mind.
Well, so the highest message again is joy. And that's what that first scene in The Sound of Music. It's pure joy.
Yeah.
That scene.
And sound.
What?
The sound, the music. I love this music.
Yeah.
The music.
And it's brilliant how the camera comes in and swoops in on her, because what that does cinematically from the point of view of an actor who understands how that all works is it takes the audience and it says, come on in with Maria, you know, be a part of all. It just sweeps you into the movie, which is just brilliant.
Yeah. Can I ask the channel about, you spoke about the memory that water holds.
Yeah.
You know, and us releasing that. Is there anything in this that, some information that I can receive about that
question, and yes, there is. Just to remind everybody, water holds its memory from the beginning of time. We and the earth are made up of about 80% of water. So there is a memory, one memory that the water is holding that we can help redirect on behalf of the earth. Wow.
Yes.
Book, song,
wow. That is brilliant. I love it. Thank you.
Yeah. Good question.
And it's on the new moon. Today's the new moon and it's working with water. Yeah.
Well, perfect timing.
Perfect timing.
We're going to a play. We're going to Hamilton. Aha. The earth needs to remember that she is her own creator.
Wow.
Yeah. Because there's been so much focus on what people, animals, drilling. There's been so much focus on what is being taken away from her and sacrificed from her by her. Water, the water in the entire universe, which includes all of our bodies, by the way, and brains.
Yes.
On behalf of all energy, including the energy of beautiful Mother Earth, we are claiming, I know that I am the powerful God of me, that is the creator of myself. I create healing and health and a state of wellness everywhere and in everything that I am. Invoking the symbol, formula, violet flame, golden light. We are divine love. Wow, that was, I got to kind of.
Amazing.
Yeah, I got to kind of sit with that one for a minute. And that's, that was huge, Elizabeth.
Wow. So it's so unexpected. That was virtually the last thing I ever thought of. That's so fascinating. I love it. That's what I love about this information. You know, it's always so unpredictable and unexpected and spot on.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yep, if we just get out of the way,
yeah,
we bring in the highest information. And that's why, you know, because I know you're working on channeling, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So yes. Channeling is easy. You have to ask. You notice that I clearly direct only the highest information, the highest knowledge, and the highest understanding. I find that that's where most people drop out, is they get information, but they don't understand it in the highest way. Because they get information, and then their brains start looking for, well, what do I know about this? And what matches this that I know? Instead of just being an open sieve, where you are magnetizing the highest information to you so that you expand what your brain knows.
Yes.
In the information.
Yeah, which is true receiving. True receiving, yeah.
So, yeah. And learning. I mean, the beauty about this work, you know, I remember when I was thinking about doing the second creation station. And I went, well, yeah, but I taught it all last year, and the channel said, you didn't even teach 1/100th of what we're going to go into. And the same, I mean, I've already got half or 3/4 of the information that's coming up in Creation Station. It's so far beyond anything that we've ever covered before. So you just have to be that open child.
It's so exciting.
What?
It's so exciting, you know, because in that process, that's the true evolution, you know, that we go through. I love it. You know, it's so boring to hear the same stuff in different words, you know, get truly new information.
Yeah.
On different levels is just phenomenal. I love it. It's so exciting.
I do too.
Thank you.
I mean, every time something new comes in like that, and it comes out of my mouth and it's saying, oh my God, I just love this work. I just love this work.
Absolutely.
It opens my eyes. All right. What else do you want to know?
Could I ask, also, once again, you know, I have an awareness of becoming or a desire or a choice to work with the elemental kingdoms and the star beings through the earth. Not quite sure how to express it, but how can I awaken my connection with them, or what can I bring into alignment in me to have a greater communication with them? Conscious communication. I suppose in a way it's the same as this channeling, but the elemental
It's exactly the same thing. You see, you're making it, no pun intended, some airy fairy little thing. Oh, they have a sense of humor today. You know, again, ask and ye receive.
Yeah.
But you're going, I can't, how can I? Instead of, this is my intention. I am connecting with the elementals.
Yeah,
and the
I'm
starving.
Demanding. Yeah, I'm
I am.
Demanding.
So,
I am.
So come on in, guys. I'm ready. Let me know. Teach me the language I can speak to you with. I mean, do you think that I knew all this language I'm working with in the beginning? No, I was taught that I started out using only 3 books. And then one day, it didn't take me to 3 books. It asked me to ask somebody for a movie. I said, well, that makes sense. I'm an actress. And then we went to songs. And then we went to plays. So you will be taught, but you can't be taught if you have a set mind that it's difficult. It's not difficult if you ask. Remember that in the original Hebrew, ask is claim or demand. So they want you to know that you've already communicated with the elementals. Do you know that?
I have a sense of it, but it's not clear. You know what I love about your directions is that they are so spot on. I can feel the energy it's so totally that clarity.
Okay, and so describe to me.
Anyway, what will it take me to have the clarity?
Describe to me what an elemental being is.
It's
Yeah, see? Yeah. That's like, I want to meet a guy. What's a guy? I don't even know what a man is.
Yeah, exactly.
So let's get clear about what an elemental being is.
It's an energy. It's an energy connected to the elements.
It's a childlike, very childlike energy.
Yeah.
And
that's why I'm so childlike.
Yeah, you are. You are, Elizabeth. So allow that child part of you to connect with the elementals. And they're showing me like Tinkerbell.
Yeah.
Tinkerbell would be what we might perceive as an elemental. Fireflies, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
So now there's 3 things they want to give you. Now that we're clear about feeling into the energy of star beings are different. So we're dealing with the elementals right now.
Okay.
There's 3 things.
Okay.
Seats,
thank
book,
you.
Song. We're going to a play. We're going back to South Pacific, but I've got to wash that man right out of my hair. So at some point, when you were very little, you had a frightening experience in your room by yourself when they visited you and you got scared.
Oh, wow.
Do you remember
How
that?
How interesting is that? No. I think I remember having a dream, but maybe it wasn't a dream.
No, it wasn't a dream.
Yeah.
And it's the channel is saying it's very interesting because you were so young that usually that young people don't get frightened.
Exactly.
But for some reason, you got frightened.
Okay.
And so subconsciously, you are going, I have to get rid of that. I have to get rid of that. You know, no, you have to invite it back in.
Okay.
And say,
wow, that is so brilliant. Thank you.
I'm not going to be afraid. I'm going to welcome you with open arms so that I can really talk to you and create with you. That's what they want the most. That was number two. They want to create with you, Elizabeth.
Yes. I'm aware of that. You know, the power of their co-creation.
Yeah.
Is so amazing.
But you have to be childlike with them to do that.
Yes. Okay.
You
and
know?
To be open.
And childlike. Giggling and laughing. And they're very playful, the elementals.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Okay, and the third thing, we're going to core beliefs here, here, here. Ah, see, it goes back to your dream / experience. If it's good for me, I will not like it. So when I connect with the elementals, I'm loving it.
Yeah,
I'm having a great time dancing with them and playing with them and creating with them, you know, and the channel keeps reminding me, be as a little child to enter the kingdom of heaven.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, now we need to balance everything, invoking the symbol formula, violet flame, golden light, we are divine love, and so it is. What an interesting session to record.
I love it.
Fascinating.
I always love these sessions. It's like the highlight of my life.
All right, we're going to...
There's been so much to think about. Or to, you know, process, well, integrate.
Play with.
That's what play with. Yeah.
Okay, we're going to star beings. And there's one thing they want... Oh. We are all star beings.
Yeah.
The way the channel has explained it to me is that at one point, God, the main star, the force, whatever term you're comfortable with, said, wow, I've got to give all parts of me an opportunity to know and create like I do. So, boom, he shot a whole bunch of star beings out. That's part of the one. And we're a star being. And beings from other planets are star beings. I swear to God, I'm looking at your cat, and your cat looks like he just was following a light around the room. It was so weird. So maybe, you know, animals are...
It's a star being too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Animals are some of the purest star beings.
Exactly.
Because they don't have any of the mental limitations. I mean, in some ways, you know... In some ways, the mind is a wonderful thing. And in a lot of ways, the mind holds us back and limits us.
Yeah. Never.
It wants to make sense of everything.
Yeah.
So basically, you want to direct yourself, Elizabeth, to connect with other star beings.
Yes.
See, you have been separating them as different from you.
Yeah, true.
Okay.
So I directed, I invited in, or is there a specific direction? It's just I'm
open. What do you want?
I am a star being and I'm open to connection.
Yeah. Say what you want.
Yeah.
I am connecting to all star beings right now, visible, invisible, this planet, other planets. I know I'm safe and secure in this world. Back to your little experience in your room.
Yes.
To connect with all elementals and all star beings through divine love. Because if you do anything you do through divine love, you cannot misdirect the energy.
Yeah. I'm aware of that. It's so important for the heart, you know, and for the heart to be open and to be aligned in that frequency.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, so beautiful, Dee. Wow. What an interesting session. My goodness.
Well, you know, you're asking the interesting questions, so.
This is such an opportunity. I've been wanting to ask this for a long time, but to be able to formulate it, and thank you for helping me to formulate it in a way in the channel. Yeah, it's just such an interesting process. I love it. This is how it all comes together. You know, it's like it helps me to get the clarity through your contribution, and yeah, it's just amazing. So,
well, yeah, that's what the channel does, is it goes in and gives you the highest information, the highest knowledge, and the highest understanding.
Yeah, there's so much clarity that comes in. I love it. It's just becomes so clear. And once the clarity is there, it's so easy to choose.
Yeah.
And just, you know, done. It's, that shift is, it's there.
That's why the very first step in all creation is choice. You have to be clear what you are asking for. So many people that I do sessions with about money, for example, I go, well, how much money do you want to make? Oh, I don't know. Gosh, I don't know. Well, how's the universe going to deliver if you don't know?
Yeah.
You know?
So true. And to, you know, take the time to make that effort to become clear.
Yeah.
And it's such
that
a simple
happens.
Thing. One doesn't seem to do it or get down to it. Yeah.
That happens by going into your heart and feeling what you want.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because your mind will go, oh, I want, but, oh, I want, yeah, but, you know, and then you're compromised as far as the clarity of what you're putting out to the universe.
Yeah. I was going to ask you, you know, the feeling of love, like you say, go to the love place, and I get that, you know, it's when I'm swimming in the sea, I love that, that's my love place. But for me, part of that love is also excitement. I experience it as excitement. You know, then Yeah. That's, you also get that. Because sometimes I don't think I'm feeling the love as such, but I feel the excitement. And that is, it's all part of that frequency, isn't it? It's just a different
It is.
Word.
Because you don't get excited about things you don't love.
Exactly. Yeah. So for me,
excited.
That's often a good indicator of whether I'm, you know, in that frequency is when I feel excited about something.
Yeah. Yep. Getting
inspired.
A big yes for you on that. Yeah. Like,
yeah,
you know, and I tell people a lot from the perspective of performing, right before you go on stage as an actor, you feel like you're going to throw up and you're scared to death. And as soon as you walk out, you're in the state of bliss and excitement.
Wow.
It's just the opposite sides of the same coin.
Yes. Yes. That feeling of true connection and just creation. It's creation, isn't it?
Yeah.
True creation. Pure creation. And from that frequency of the heart or self expressing in alignment with who we are individually.
Yep.
So exactly,
and that, you see, is what an elemental feels like.
Okay.
You just got it, didn't you?
We've got you.
Yeah. All right. What's going on with money?
So I have a question around that. You know, I've noticed in my business, I create something, you know, like a project, and it just works out. But there's never that sense of leeway or, you know, almost like no worry. I don't want to say this, no worry. It's just enough. There's not, it's okay, it works, you know, but it's not a sense of.
Doesn't work in a big way.
Yeah, it's limited. Much better. It's become better, but it's still not a true sense of abundance. There's enough, but it's always just enough.
Okay. So they're saying that has very much to do with your feelings about the earth, wanting to help the earth. Working with the elementals and the star beings. The highest word they're giving me is that's a dichotomy for you.
And what does that mean?
Well, that means making a lot of money is not in harmony with working with the earth and doing those spiritual things.
It feels to me like a waste. You know, it's almost like wasteful.
Well,
but I don't really believe that. I mean, I don't truly believe that.
There's a belief in there somewhere, Elizabeth. There's a belief in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Or you wouldn't be creating it.
Exactly.
You know
exactly.
That.
It's a limitation, yeah.
So that goes back. What religion were you raised?
Oh, my goodness. Christian. Strict Christian.
Yeah. That goes back to early religious training. And sins of the fathers that was passed down, meaning false limiting beliefs that aren't serving you anymore. Look, guys, money has no power in its own. If I put $2 million on my floor and left it there for a year, it'd still be there when I walked in. It has no power to do anything without your consciousness behind it.
Yes.
So money is literally an exchange of energy, Elizabeth.
Yeah.
You know, I had a few emails. Dee, why did you increase Creation Station by $100? After I have to say like 9 years, right? When most healers are charging $2,000, $3,000, $7,000, even $10,000 for a weekend.
Yes, exactly.
And I said, because I value myself. Creation Station costs a lot of money. I feed a lot of people.
And that's the value of it. Yes.
We've purchased like $5,000 of equipment to do a better virtual segment this year. So I get to invest the money that I make to create a better, more rich experience for the people that I'm serving. I got to help my daughter in several ways this year, and her guy. I paid off a lot of the stuff that I wanted to pay off. I gave so much money to charities that I cared for. That's my consciousness choosing to do. So once I got clear about that, the money started pouring in, Elizabeth. But so many spiritual people and creative people think that money and spiritual endeavors and creative endeavors don't go together, that they need to abandon themselves.
Yeah.
Right? That we, in order to be creative and spiritual, we have to abandon our financial lives. It's not true. It's an old, antiquated belief that holds us back from doing the great things we are meant to do.
Absolutely.
So it's a way we abandon ourselves. So stop it.
I'm choosing that. I'm choosing abundance. And it's totally old and, surprising I'm still there. But anyway.
I always make and am blessed with more than enough money in all my creative endeavors. That's my command.
Yeah. I have a sense that as you're talking, that there's an implanted guilt, about that somehow taking something away, like you were saying, from the earth or from somehow there's an excess.
No, you're actually
certainly not true.
You're actually creating a place where you can give more.
Exactly. And everyone else. And there's infinite. There's no lack or limitation.
Right.
It's a lot.
It's all a perspective. Like we started out with, perspective is everything. But these old religious things are so ingrained in us that we have to be very, very conscious, right? So again, we're telling the elementals and the star beings and all energy that we work with and all dimensions and time and space, bring me more than enough money. I can feel the love and the joy around all this money that I have now and consistently comes to me because I'm doing great things for the earth and for myself and for my family and for people in need everywhere.
Oh,
that's
that
who I
feels
am.
So beautiful. It's got that expansion, and it's so happy and joyful. It feels so whole. Compared to when we were talking about the old beliefs, it just feels so easy. Yeah, just wholesome.
Yeah, easy. And it feels like the beginning scene in Sound of Music.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And that's the frequency. So I'm choosing to focus on that, that sense of that excitement that I feel with the earth. And that, as you're walking through the rolling hills, to feel it with money. Why not?
Money is just energy, baby.
Exactly.
If you're not allowing it to roll
in,
if you're not allowing it to roll in, you're cutting off some energy that wants to come play with you.
Yeah,
okay?
Thank you. I can really feel it in my chest, in my heart. Thank you.
Good.
Yeah,
all
I'm
right, we're going to balance everything, Elizabeth, that we've talked about, invoking the symbol formula. Violet flame, golden light, we are divine love. And so it is. Any other questions to ask? Subjects to discuss? Higher understanding? I'm getting more complete. Do you feel complete, my love?
Absolutely. Thank you so much. It feels like a full circle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We always say that at the end of our sessions, don't we? So everybody, let's say it together loud and proud. Come on, Elizabeth. I love me.
I love me.
And I love me even more because I know.
I love
that,
even more.
That's what it's all about.
That's what it's
all about, baby Kate.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.